eyesight check, sir.
Anyway, thanks for joining us tonight, and we are going to move on to Georgia. And I got to ask you, when somebody mentions Kennesaw, Georgia, what do you think of?
No, I know what I think.
I know.
Of.
Right off the bat.
Yep. It's the town where you got to have a gun to live there.
Yep. You got to have a gun in your home and put the city on the map. Well, now it's making headlines again for trying to make a gun ban stick. Yes, we're talking about a gun ban in parks. Mm. People not being allowed to carry their firearms in city parks. Mayor Leonard Church is really not very happy that the city council decided to repeal an ordinance to avoid a lawsuit from a group of gun owners called GeorgiaCarry.org. Well, joining us now, an attorney who represents that group, John Monroe. Hi, John.
Hi, how are you?
You know, I guess the city looked at the lawsuit you filed, last week against six cities in Fulton County and decided, you know what, we don't want to be next. Sounds like that's what they were thinking about.
Well, actually, they wrote me a letter earlier this month and said that they were in agreement with us that the state law preempted their ordinance and that they were going to repeal theirs. So they actually sent that letter before the lawsuit was filed against the Fulton County cities.
So bring us up and tell us what this is all about. You sent a letter saying, you know, the state, you can't supersede the state law.
That's right. There's a pretty strict preemption law in Georgia. Briefly, counties and cities in Georgia are preempted from regulating firearms in any manner whatsoever, with three exceptions. And ironically, one of those three exceptions is it allows cities to require heads of households to own firearms, which obviously was a nod to Kennesaw.
So, John, I mean, with the mayor saying he's not real happy about this, but really the city council did what their attorney suggested, didn't they?
Oh, yes. And the mayor agrees that it was necessary to do. He's expressed publicly, though, that he doesn't think that the state preemption law should be on the books and prevent them from having a park carry ban.
So what it sounds like is the mayor is what, going to go to the legislature and say, you know, we want to change the law?
That's what he says he's going to do, yeah.
And what do you think the reality of that are happening?
Well, you know, at least he'd be going about it the right way instead of just ignoring the law, which is what they had done with their ban.
But, I mean, when you look, I've got to ask you, when you look at Kennesaw, I mean, there's one thing everybody thinks about. So it's really kind of ironic they're doing this, isn't it?
Oh, it's very ironic that the city that made national news, what was it, some 30 years ago, by passing a law requiring heads of households to own firearms, a couple of years ago passed an ordinance prohibiting those same heads of households from carrying their firearms in parks.
You live in Kennesaw?
No, I don't. I live in Roswell, which is a city about 20 miles from Kennesaw.
But, I mean, that's what put it on the map, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, because I remember a long time ago when I was there, and I was interviewing the sheriff there, and he was joking about how, you know, whenever they do have an arrest or they arrest somebody coming through town, they all say, you know what, I wish I had known. I wish we knew about your law. We never would have come through this town.
They're widely reputed for it. It made national news at the time, and actually they enjoy a fairly low crime rate in part because of it.
So now what happens with Kennesaw?
Well, with Kennesaw, they repealed their ordinance the night before last, I believe, so that's a done deal. They say they're going to go to the legislature and try to get the preemption law changed. The legislature here in Georgia just meets for a couple months out of the year, so it's going to be several months before they have an opportunity to do anything other than behind-the-scenes work.
Now you filed, last week, was it, against six cities, the same kind of a situation?
Yes, I wrote a letter to Fulton County, which is the county where Atlanta is, and seven of the cities in Fulton County, all of which also had ordinances banning the carry of firearms in their parks. One of those cities, the attorney for that city called me and said that he agreed with me that their law was preempted, and he was recommending that they repeal their ordinance. That's the city of Johns Creek. None of the others indicated the same thing, so on Thursday of last week, we filed a lawsuit against Fulton County and the cities of Milton, Roswell, Sandy Springs, Atlanta, Union City, and East Point.
You know, they know what the state law is. It permits people to have guns in their homes and their cars where they work, you know, anywhere else if they have a license to carry a firearm. So why are all these cities doing this?
I don't know. It's a good question. I mean, part of the answer is there aren't really that many. We're aware of, I think, seven counties out of 159 in Georgia that have an ordinance banning carrying in parks, and there are quite a few cities. Most of the ones we know about are in or around the Atlanta area. I don't know what their reasonings are. They commonly say it's for the children, but that's not really a very effective reason.
Well, you mean the law is the law, and what a waste of money to try to do this. I mean, I'm sure there's other ways they can spend the money.
Well, yeah. In fact, we also filed a lawsuit against a county south of Atlanta earlier this year, Coweta County.
Right. I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, they have an ordinance banning carrying in their parks, and we actually lost that at the trial level. And we're at the Court of Appeals of Georgia with that case right now.
And how are things looking?
Well,
it's always hard to tell. You never really know, but
yeah. Well, we didn't get much guidance from the judge who affirmed the ordinance. He didn't issue a written opinion at all. He just, in a one sentence order, denied our motion for summary judgment and granted theirs. So the issue is fully briefed now at the Court of Appeals, and we'll expect a decision probably the first quarter of next year.
Well, was this Coweta County judge, you have any, his background, I mean, is he somebody who doesn't like guns? Do you have any idea why he did what he did?
I don't have any idea, no.
Yeah, but you really do have a pretty good track record aside from Coweta County.
Yes, we also filed against Gwinnett County, which is also in the metro Atlanta area. They had a similar ordinance. And they repealed theirs, so we dismissed that case.
Tell us a little bit about GeorgiaCarry.org. How did it get formed?
It's a relatively new organization, but it's growing quickly, has quite a few members. It got formed by a group of people who were, I think, disgruntled and dissatisfied with the state of affairs in Georgia, the parks carry bans being one of them. And also, something that might be kind of surprising to a lot of people is that Georgia is the most restrictive country or state in the country on places off limits for carrying a firearm.
Hmm. And
more so than California and New York.
Wow.
I got a question for you, John. We followed these stories in these battles over preemption in other states. It's the first time I've gotten it. Involved in personally in Georgia. How bad is the problem that where these municipalities try to, you know, basically rewrite or overwrite these state laws and pass their own laws?
Well, the parks carry ban that we've been talking about, there's quite a bit of that, although it's not statewide or anything. You might have heard a few years ago of a case where the city of Atlanta sued several gun manufacturers claiming that that their products were inherently dangerous and that it was damaging the city in terms of personal injuries and having to respond to calls and things like that. That case was thrown out by the Georgia Court of Appeals relying on the same preemption statute. They said, City of Atlanta, you're preempted from regulating firearms, including bringing any suits against firearm manufacturers.
You know, it's interesting, John, because we just got a talk back from Chuck in Leesburg, Georgia. And he says, the mayor has said he's worried about firearms in the park because kids will be there. And there are no kids in all the households that this city requires firearm ownership in. Pretty good down point there.
Yeah,
a lot of common sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make much sense. Presumably the kids in those households that have firearms come in much closer proximity to the firearms at home than they do out in the park.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting, too, because I was asking about the organization, but another attorney who works with your group, Ed Stone.
Yes, he's the president, actually.
And he was a police officer, was he not?
For many years.
Yeah, so he brings really, I guess, an interesting perspective to this whole debate, you know, as being part of this group.
Yes, he does. He actually was a police officer in some pretty rough areas and had a lot of experience with calls with a lot of dangerous individuals, but still believes firmly in the rights of people to keep and bear arms.
I've got to ask you, since all this talk about Kennesaw, I mean, the people in Kennesaw, have you gotten a lot of reaction to them about this quote-unquote ban in parks?
Well, there was an article in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution today, and, they also publish online, and the last time I checked, there were 8 pages of comments from people. I didn't actually count the pros and cons, but just my informal guess is they were probably about 95% in favor of what GeorgiaCurie.org is doing.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it's a great organization.
It is. They've really accomplished a lot of great things since they've been in existence. They've also brought some cases against a couple of probate judges in Georgia, the probate judges that issue firearms licenses, permits to carry. And it was the practice until GeorgiaCurie.org came along for those judges to ask for Social Security numbers on firearms license applications, which is, of course, the violation of the Federal Privacy Act. We brought cases against two probate judges for that. One of them we just won on summary judgment and got an order yesterday, as a matter of fact, with an injunction against the probate judge from asking for Social Security numbers, or if she does, abiding by the Privacy Act, which requires a warning to be given when the number is requested,
mm-hmm.
and also an order for the probate judge to pay our attorney's fees.
I've got to ask you, when you look at this lawsuit that you filed against in Fulton County,
uh-huh.
How far do you think that's going to go?
Well, that will be up to the defendants. If they all agree to repeal their ordinances, then it won't have to go very far. But if they want to stand their ground and fight it out, then that's what we'll have to do.
Mark from New York says, no guns in city parks, and he's from New York, so we don't know about this, keeps the drug dealers that prey on children at parks safe from the law-abiding citizen.
I think he's right.
Yeah. It's all about common sense, and sometimes you wonder where these mayors are coming from, because they don't really use much of it sometimes. If you don't mind me being so blunt.
Well, the mayor in Kennesaw was quoted in the Atlanta paper saying that GeorgiaCurie.org has nothing better to do but endanger children.
Yeah. Well, maybe he ought to put the safety of everybody at the top of his list as far as a priority and give people the right to defend themselves no matter where they are. If they get, they go through the proper channels, they get, they're law-abiding citizens, why not?
Yeah.
I've got to ask you, since you've been involved with this organization, there's one thing you can say about gun owners. They are committed, they get involved, and they keep that grassroots momentum going.
They sure do. We've been really pleased with the success we've had and with the recent successes and notoriety we've gotten. A lot of people have signed up to join the organization just this week.
All righty. Well, as always, good to have you on the show. Keep us posted, and we'll stay in touch as well.
All right. Thank you very much.
And thank you so much, John.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. And when we come back, we're going to hear from President, NRA President, that is, John Siegler. Stay with us.
Lower courts have recently struck down D.C.'s gun ban.